The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's Thursday, Friday's Eve. Earlier this week, my husband mentioned that he hit the drop on Nike. Very nice pair of shoes. And yesterday, they were delivered to our old house. Let's talk about this. Good morning. This is Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
Don't know why this is relevant. DJ Automatic.
Come on, Anthony A.
It's relevant because we women, when we're in a relationship, oftentimes have to help our partners when it comes to being responsible. For instance, he came home after getting his hair cut. And I said, I need to return some stuff. Amazon, this luggage, wrong thing came in. He said, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. We'll do it tomorrow. And then he looked at his Nike app and said, where are my shoes? They got delivered. It didn't take me 2 seconds. I said, probably at the old house. Did you change the address? Oh, my God. Let's go to the old house. I said, I thought you didn't want to leave.
Well, those are my shoes that I paid a lot of money for.
What about what I need to do?
You got a car.
You told me you were going to take me. That's not the point. The point is sometimes we have to help.
The point is my wife needs a chauffeur.
No, that's the point is my husband needs a mommy and a wife.
I think
mommy got to come in and change the address on the app. And that's okay. That's okay because I also have shortcomings that DJ Automatic helps me with.
I mean, you literally just called yourself mommy, so... You know, you might have to, that's a step. You're signing yourself up for that one there, sister.
That's the thing with your partners. You have to give and take. Sometimes, and I do this, I'm just as guilty, ladies, where I'm thinking, oh, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You know what? Automatic's good at certain things. I'm good at others. Pick up the slack. He picks up my slack on certain things.
Dana's type A, I'm type B. That's all there is to it. And she's going to make a list, and she's going to check it twice, and she's going to make sure that I check it also.
I'm type A minus. I'm not completely type A, and I'm not completely type B, which is why we get along.
Yeah, there's a good balance, right?
Yeah, yes.
That works like that. And I also want to shout out the fact that you should acknowledge that you have a man and a husband who comes right home after he gets a haircut. A
lot thank of us, you.
Yeah,
thank I could you. Be out there hitting these trees, looking all fresh.
I go to at least 4 or 5 places after I get my haircut.
He did.
Bro.
He went to the MVD after much discussion to change his address to get so he could vote. And then I said, "Did you register to vote?" No.
Oh God! First of all, I went to one of those not real MVDs, so I couldn't register there, and I wasn't gonna go drive around and look for a place to register to vote. I figure I could either. Can you do it online?
Or mommy will figure it out and let you know.
Or there's always somebody that's asking somebody to register to vote. So I'll get registered.
And you
can't
do it at the little ones. Anyway, we'll get you registered today. In the meantime, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, today we are celebrating 35 years of the internet. It's Worldwide Web Day.
I'm older than the internet. Damn.
And we also have National Girlfriends Day. This is shouting out the homegirls in our world and girls' best friends.
Shout out to all the ladies out there that are there for each other. We're there for each other when something's going wrong. It's important to have girlfriends. I know you may not have a lot, but at least have one that you can count on.
I know not a lot of men can be friends with women, but I'm definitely friends with women.
Oh, you got a lot of girlfriends. Yeah,
you got to find a way to be friends with women because you need another perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah, dudes don't give good advice.
Thank you. This is a whole topic. We're going to have to revisit this another day.
Let's wrap it up on International Child Free Day for all the homies who prefer protection.
A.K.A. Anthony A.
I think being child free is a choice that you make in life. Anthony A, I have two good girlfriends of mine who've decided to not have kids, and I think that if that is your choice, you should do that, and especially you, get out and register to vote.
Oh, yeah.
If you know, you
Anthony,
know.
Quick question. Do you have any cats?
No.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sometimes folks will ask me, and DJ Automatic here, because we've been married for so long, how do you work together every day? Do you guys ever fight? Every moment of every day is up and down in a marriage. And Anthony gets to witness all of that, our best friend here in the studio. Because we work together all the time, if there's a problem in business, if there's something going on, it's unfortunate, but we bring it
into the studio. We're business partners, we're best friends, and we're married.
Yeah, so sometimes we have to like step back and reevaluate how we talk to one another, what the relationship needs at this moment and time.
I want to hear these three things that make your relationship stay
together.
So
it's 90%, if you've been through these three things, it's 90% possibility that you're going to make it. Psychology.com.
10% is strong, though.
No, Anthony, stop.
10% is a heartbreak.
So, number three is, if you've been through something really difficult, you come out okay, you're going to make it. Here's an example. Automatic and I went into business with two other partners. We put in all our life savings and our time.
We used to own a nightclub and a restaurant, and people stole from us.
This was one of the most difficult times in our marriage. We were working night and day. That's not an exaggeration. Nobody had a day off. Also, one morning we wake up and the IRS cleaned out our bank account. Otto went for a run. 2 hours later, I said, is this coming back? Like, what? You're not leaving me with
all
that debt.
I went to run because I didn't want to say anything to you that I didn't want to say.
You got to learn how to allow your partner to process emotions and feelings the way that they do.
And I did, but I still was running. I'm not going to
lie. I thought about just running until I couldn't.
Keep going, right?
Yeah. Forrest Gump.
But then I realized I didn't have any money. So.
Establish a friendship is number two. You're my best friend. I say that all the time. Do we argue? Do we fight? Yes. We have ups and downs. No marriage is perfect. No relationship is perfect. But when you leave out of town to DJ or whatever the case is, you're calling me because you genuinely like talking to me.
I feel like
we
were best friends before we even got together.
Yeah, we were for sure.
I feel like as any time you're communicating with a person, you want to be at a level where you don't have to think twice about being honest.
Thank you.
You want to be able just to tell them, hey, this is what I'm going through. This is how I feel. And let's sit down and have a conversation about it. And that's a real friend to me.
That's a great segue to number one. The number one thing to make sure your relationship is going to work, resolve conflict easily. This is called fighting well.
How do you fight well?
Okay, you don't attack one another. You don't make it personal. You don't call each other
names. I'm working on this.
Automatic yesterday. I already know what you're thinking. He called me a country bumpkin. But anyway.
It's a nice 1990s wrestling.
You should hear what you said there.
And it's true, but that's not the point. That's not fighting well. You say what's on your mind. You say what's really bothering me. And if you can't figure it out, talk it out and find out. And then you let it go and you move forward. I'm really good at moving forward. Automatic.
Like I said, I'm working on this.
But what about the let it go part? Because there ain't one woman who's good at letting go.
Dana was like an elephant. If there's anything that happened 15 years ago, she's going to be like, remember when this happened and you said this?
Especially after you call me a country bumpkin.
I think I'm going into... I'm on year 3 right now of being single.
Are you enjoying it, though?
Yeah, I am. And I am enjoying it, but I've come to realize, too, is...
Because you were a relationship guy.
I've dated a lot. I will say that after further evaluation that I've come to, like, the realization that there's, like, suffering on each side. Like, when you're in a relationship and you're fighting with your partner, you think, like, oh, when I break up, it's going to be all glorious.
And then you're alone, and you're like, damn, I'm lonely.
One of my biggest breakthrough moments was I realized I'm hard to live with.
There it is. There it is.
Hey, let's share this study with you. Hit me up. DM me now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I feel like Snoop Dogg is the face of the Olympics right now, and he's hanging out with one of the GOATs. Let's talk about this. It's top of the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Aquaman celebrating his birthday. Hey. Jason Momoa. We'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, speaking of Aquaman, Snoop Dogg is hanging out with Michael Phelps in Paris.
The real Aquaman.
Yes. And Michael Phelps is giving Snoop Dogg swimming lessons. Here's an excerpt of the video. Listen.
When it comes to one of my lifetime goals, there's only one man I could think of. Mr. 23 time. MP, what it do?
How are you, buddy?
How does one get fast in Z pool?
Wingspan, lung power.
You just described me. You said lung power. I definitely have great lung power.
I made it!
Mike, you make this look too easy.
Oh, God.
Snoop Dogg talks about how great his lungs are, but you know, he huffing and puffing at the end.
Post-pool. Have you ever tried to swim like a whole lap at a pool? That's a lot of work.
It's a lot, but that post-pool session between those two. Oh man, that's one thing I wish I was at right now.
I'm not going to lie, I was around Michael Phelps. I was sitting next to him, standing next to him in a urinal the other day.
Oh, automatic, for real?
And I wanted to ask him for a picture so bad.
Please tell me you didn't.
Of course I didn't. We were in the bathroom, but I walked out of the bathroom and I thought, don't be a weirdo. And the minute he got out of the bathroom, people start hit him up for pictures, and he took pictures of everybody.
Gosh, why didn't you ask him then?
Because everybody was already asked him.
It was too late. I feel like there's something different about this Olympics. Everybody I know is talking about it. The ratings are up. I just read that Peacock subscriptions doubled because people want to be a part of this. And you know, we always complain.
Dana, have I not been watching the Olympics nonstop?
Nonstop. Right now, it's on your phone. Turn it off, DJ Automatic. No. So one of the things I was laughing about yesterday behind the scenes here, I said, you know, it's interesting. We always criticize our own country, which is fine. You want the USA to be better than she is, right? That's part of raising your children.
Some
you correct
people
them.
Shut up, though.
No, but listen. Right now, it's all USA. USA doesn't matter. Everybody.
I think it's also the first, since we've been in this like heavy streaming era where more people stream than have regular television, this is the first global live event we have. So everybody, you want to be involved in it and see what's going on.
Shout out to the Olympics for getting people like Snoop Dogg and Michael Phelps and bringing us together in a time that we need it more than ever.
Have you guys seen the chick rugby? Like the female rugby?
I haven't watched that yet.
Dude, female rugby team. Let's go.
I've been too busy with the volleyball.
What's your favorite moment so far in the Olympics? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So I was in this really bad relationship for a long time, and I lost everything while I was in it. And I asked one of my family members, my Aunt Sylvia, my rich aunt, to help me out and give me money to buy a car. And she said no. Mm. And it was so difficult for me because I had to walk everywhere after that. I realize though now, tough love is someone telling you no, because no one is ever going to hand you anything.
I think you're talking about the figure it out time.
Figure it out. Yeah.
So I remember when I went through the figure out time with my dad, and it was right after high school, and he was like, you got to figure it out. You know, what you're going to do with your life is up to you at this point. And I did. I figured it out.
Was there a moment though? Because for me, I'm thinking
about... I was asking for things that I shouldn't have been asking for, and asking him to pay for things.
You wanted a party and have fun. Dad.
Yeah. And he wasn't going to do it. And so he cut me off completely. He said, it's your time to figure out what you're going to do with your life. You're either going to make it or you're going to break.
Well, for me, it was different though, because I was already a mother, right? And I got into this relationship with a very bad person. What folks don't understand, when you are in an abusive relationship, everybody around you is like, why can't you just leave? You don't really know why. It's a brainwashing kind of situation.
Love is an infatuating thing, or when it you is. Think well, you're it, in
this
a situation.
Is different. Your self-esteem is gone. You are brainwashed into thinking that you can't live or survive without this person, when in reality, it's the complete opposite. This person cheated on me. This person beat me. This person stole from me. I had no car because he took my money. And so when I called my Aunt Sylvia, my family was completely aware of what was going on. They were still there for me, but they were tired of me going back. And so when I asked her, I said, hey, can you loan me the money? I asked for a loan. I had a job. And she took like a breath and she said, no. And I did not understand it. I started
she knew
crying.
If she gave you the money, you were probably just going to go right back to that guy.
And I did stay
and be
with
in the
him.
Exact same situation.
I still didn't leave. Automatic. I still stayed, but I figured it out. I got another car.
So you were walking around while
walking everywhere, dude.
While you were in your relationship,
walking everywhere, taking care of my children and him.
Oh, damn!
And going to work.
And how long do you think from the moment she said no to the money to the moment where you felt, you know what, I figured it out, and I'm happy that they had it? How long?
Probably
did that process take?
Close to 2 years, and yeah. I was out. Damn, that's right. How long it took.
When you're in the thick of it, when you're in the thick of going through a life transition or a season of your life where you got to kind of grow as a person, it seems like it's just every day drags on, and
it always
gets better. But that 2 years in hindsight came and went pretty quick.
And also that all that horrible path I took or whatever, it taught me so much. And I know I wish I hadn't gone through it. Sometimes I'll say like, God, why were you doing that? Or I feel embarrassed or ashamed. Who was that woman? Because I'm such a different person today. But whatever happened then is why I'm the person I am today. Those moments.
So she did you a favor by not giving you a loan.
She did me a huge favor. And the biggest favor though, my family, no matter what, emotionally, they were always there for me. They always told me, we love you. You can come home. We're just not going to support you.
With this man.
With this person. Yeah. And thank God they didn't. Because who knows? I might have gotten stuck even longer.
Yeah.
In a situation.
Wouldn't have met me. And then life were really stuck.
Right? My life's so good now. It really is though, Automatic. I love you. No, for real. I know you're kidding, but it's true.
Well, you guys are both going. That's wild that you guys are both going through separate situations at a time, and then you guys' life paths ends up bringing you to each other.
It was weird because it was like similar times, similar situations, and then we met through radio and everything changed.
Everything changed. Just remember that tough love means sometimes telling someone no so they can figure it out, because no one hands you anything. No one gives you anything besides your parents.
Oh man, dude, I still can recall moments of my life where my mom just says, look bro, I ain't got it.
Thank you.
And so, you know, at that point, you got to like strap up and
why do you think
yourself,
I asked
dog?
My rich Aunt Sylvia? She was the only one that had it in my family.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eminem is having an argument with his alter ego Slim Shady, and I think it's one of the most brilliant campaigns of all time. Let's talk about it right now. Daily Dirt, Anthony A, kicking it off with celebrity birthdays.
We have Jason Momoa celebrating his birthday, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, so Eminem is the only artist to have certified platinum albums in 4 different decades.
Hey.
Wow. You understand, right?
Yeah, it took me a second to actually realize what that means.
Okay, I didn't understand that he started when he was 14 years old.
He had a bunch of projects that flopped before he got big.
Yes, exactly. Like most people, right? The first try is not always the winningest try. You got to keep on going. Complex Magazine did something that I believe is one of the most brilliant campaigns ever. They took old interviews that they'd done with Eminem back in the day as Slim Shady and meshed them together with Eminem today. Here's a little excerpt.
Remember we made you? You almost killed our career with that one.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, we gotta edit this.
No one told
me
to go record an entire album in accents.
Great, man.
I was in recovery.
okay?
He's actually addressing the mistake of all the albums he made with the accents and being, you know, sober and having... Because a lot of people have criticized some of the albums in between have been awful, and he's back now.
The new album's great. I do like it. I don't think all those albums were horrible, though.
Oh, they weren't good. No. Regardless, though, he is... What he's really good at with the rapping and the lyrical ability always makes people want to listen in. And for those who were like, remember experiencing the Marshall Mathers LP, the original one, he's always been able to tap into that frequency of just rooting for the underdog, if you may.
I still remember reading, actually in Complex Magazine, Busta Rhymes was describing the moment that he heard the Marshall Mathers LP, and he said he felt it so deeply that he was banging his head on the windshield of a tour bus and broke it.
Dang. I also feel like we should acknowledge how great the movie 8 Mile is and what it's done
for
his career.
It's a hip-hop classic. Yeah.
I think it's the greatest hip-hop movie of all time.
It's
and
debatable.
What it did for his career, though, because I will listen to those freestyle battles.
Brittany Murphy's in that
quickly.
One.
So shout out to 8 Mile. And yeah.
Everything. Stream that movie with your kids. But careful with some of the
not your little kids.
Not little kids. Older kids. And be ready to fast forward some of the parts.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We make a lot of sandwiches in our house. And right now there's a recall on a very popular sandwich meat that's killed people in the U.S. So stand by for food news. Very serious. Time for Artist Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Team USA. Simone Biles and Suni Lee led the U.S. women's gymnast team to the gold, baby.
Yeah.
And I saw them posting on TikTok and Instagram. I said, I wonder what they have to say. Listen.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
Trolling the competition on social media. That is so funny. We actually posted it at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go show these ladies some love.
I watched the rerun of this, and amazing. Simone Biles she's barely human. Because the way that she moves out there, it's crazy. She's doing stunts that no other person on the planet could probably do.
I've got chills thinking about it. Thanks. She's a goat, man.
Shout out to Simone Biles, the greatest Houston export since Beyonce.
Neck and neck right there. Neck and neck right there. Okay, DJ Automatic food news.
Boar's Head is recalling their meats because it's killing people. And there's been 34 illnesses, 2 deaths, and they were sold at Kroger, Publix, and HEB.
And more, there's actually more as well. It's listeria, right?
Yeah, the listeria in the meat, which is not good. You're not going to feel good.
Damn.
Well, I wouldn't even wait or look. They said, you can go to the USDA website and look. You know what? Just take your Boar's Head back to your grocery store and just don't mess with it.
Have either one of you ever gotten food poisoning before?
Yes, when I was little. I don't know if it was listeria or what the heck it was, but I remember eating a sausage at my friend Stacy's house. And within 2 hours, I started throwing up and sweating, and my grandmother couldn't stop it. And we weren't the types to go to the doctor very much. We just, Latino families, you just don't, you suck it up. She actually took me to the doctor, and I still remember being in the emergency room, hooked up to an IV, and there was a pink foam tray that they put in front of me to throw up in.
Ooh,
I was gross. So scared. Remember when you throw it up when you're little and you can't breathe?
Did you make your return back to sausage?
I did, but it took 15 years, jeez, Anthony, for me to eat sausage.
I haven't had a Subway meatball sandwich, and I don't even know how long.
I love one of those bad boys. That's
I used to love them, but it did me dirty.
For me, it was a grocery store roast beef sandwich.
Oh.
Crumbled meat. I haven't had one since
for
then.
For like days, right? Like a week, you'll be out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Take that meat back, please. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We'll start with International Child Free Day. So shout out to the homies who, the aunties and uncles around the world. How about
shout
that?
Shout out to Anthony. He's a child free guy.
Anthony
my brother Matt too,
my girl Chelsea, my girl Aziza. A lot of my friends have decided to go child free and none of them have cats. You should get a cat, Anthony. You know what? Vote,
and
people, vote.
For all the homegirls out there, we have National Girl Friends Day. This is celebrating the female best friend in your life. Special dedication to the homies in the friend zone as well, too.
Damn.
You know, it's okay, guys. All right.
Every guy should have a girlfriend.
Yeah, there
well,
it is.
Well, every girl has a guy that just in case it doesn't work out with that guy.
That's not true.
That's true.
Another day. You know, we'll talk about that another day.
And today we are celebrating the 35th birthday of the internet.
The World Wide Web, which I'm older than. Whatever. Okay. Let's do this. Everybody get your phones out. If you're in the car, don't do that, but you can do it when you get to work. What's the last website you visited? Anthony, go first.
Mine was Google.
No, we're working on the show. Mine is Google, too.
DJ Automatic, yours is Google?
So, yeah, mine, my top are Google, Instagram, and Twitter, or X, or whatever.
Okay, okay. So mine, I just looked, because I write the show, so I'm not online. I'm reading from my Gmail. When I looked, it's Realtor and Zillow. And it's because we just bought a house, and I sit there, and I compare our house to other houses.
Yeah, that's a new age window shopping.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
We should have done this. We should have done that. All right, what's the last website you visited? Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ever been in a relationship? You're just praying it works out, even if it's a crappy one. Like, I was in a bad relationship. Guy was not good to me, stole from me, everything, physically abusive, all of that. And then it doesn't work out, and you feel a little heartbreak for a second, and then you're like, God, I'm glad that didn't work out. Man, that was
great.
So
great moment.
Yeah, I learned that karma's real from my bad relationship. This person wanted to be in radio. That was his goal, and I never thought about being in radio. It never crossed my mind. Well, here we are.
Oh, wow.
And I got a career out of it. Swear, I got my daughter and a career. So thank you, sir. Really, you got to look at the positive. You can't just dwell on the bad parts of something. What did you get out of it? I got something even better, a life, my daughter.
I think every relationship I've been in has given me a life lesson, but I don't think I've had any like dramatic things where I had somebody.
Well, my life is pretty freaking dramatic. There's not many people.
But I definitely learned something from every person I was with that helped me.
But is there something automatic that you can hone in on that you're like, hold up, I learned this.
I hate cheating ass whore ass bitch.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, it takes you a while. You got to go through a lot of those before you realize.
It took me like probably like 4 or 5 of them until I really figured it out. And that's not good for your mental health.
I'm physically red right now because I was not anticipating that answer. Dude, nobody likes cheating ass whore ass bitch. You know? Nobody.
They're fun if you're the ones you're cheating on with. Yeah. That's fun. But
obviously you liked him for a while because you dated a few.
I don't want to say what I was just going to say.
Yeah, let's move on from that.
You don't know you're dating such
You don't know
woman,
it until you find out.
Or such man either, right? But because even to your point, Dana, at some point you like this man, right? At some point.
You're right.
So yeah, for me personally, it was understanding through different relationships that I was in that I was raised around a lot of jealousy. That for me, jealousy isn't normal. And I'm not going to say it was on one certain relationship where I realized it, but I found myself acting different than I had any other relationship I'd ever been in. And once I got removed from it and I started being around some of my homegirls, like I have homegirl friends now, and realizing like, oh, it's perfectly normal to have girlfriends. It's fine.
Yes.
And I just went through like a lot of relationships where even me, I was so used to like, I was brought up in like, if you're Latino, jealousy is just something
it's part of your
It's not even a Latino thing because I can remember being a child and being jealous of people talking to my mom.
Because sometimes it doesn't. Maybe it's just like America, or sometimes it gets glorified to a point.
It does. And also, I just want to say this is dangerous for women. We sometimes are conditioned to think jealousy is a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's protecting me. He's looking out for me. But it's really control. Automatic. I don't know about your jealousy. Obviously, you knew what was coming in your future. That's you had a right to be jealous.
And I'm glad you touched on the men's side of the jealousy too. But for me, like the female side too, was like, oh, who's her? Why are you talking to her?
Oh,
if you're in a relationship and your girl asks you, why are you putting on cologne today?
If there's going to be anybody jealous in this relationship, it's going to be me. Because I can't put up with that stuff, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.